This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial purposes, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, it is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration level. We would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what I'll like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that is a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so, we would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity that you have created, to utilize the energy that has in group you have put in place that will assist you in that alteration of your consciousness, to enter into that meditative state and to participate in that silent communication or that telepathic exchange of information. And so while we would encourage you, nonetheless, that choice is yours absolutely. Now, you exist, as we have suggested many, many times, in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. This vibrational level, or this plane of existence, or whatever terminology you wish to utilize, exists within the same time and same space as a multitude of other existences or vibrational levels. And we utilize the terminology of vibrational level because it allows us to use an analogy that there exists within your atmosphere a multitude of various types of radio frequencies or vibrations that you have the capacity to tap into. And while you understand absolutely that this multitude of radio frequencies or vibrations exist within your Earth's atmosphere, you understand that depending upon the particular apparatus that you employ, you can tap into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. And so it is that you exist in, once again, what we refer to as a vibrational level, which you tap into while eliminating all of the rest of the vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space. You see, this vibrational level that you exist in, that you choose to exist in, is rather unique. You see, in your vibrational level, you create this reality in the same manner, utilizing the same methods and techniques that realities are created in other vibrational levels. However, in your vibrational level, in the one that you choose to exist in, to perpetuate and to sustain, you as individuals have chosen to put in place what we refer to as a veil, an electromagnetic type of energy. And this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, has some very unique properties. You see, this veil this electromagnetic type of energy limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It limits your ability to understand in your awakened consciousness state, and as well to varying degrees in all your other levels of consciousness, the techniques that you utilize to create this reality. And so you put in place this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, so that you can hide from who and what you truly are. This electromagnetic type of energy also eliminates, prohibits other entities that existing outside of your vibrational level from interfering in your creation process. It's rather interesting that there are no other entities existing outside of your vibrational level who are attempting to interfere with your creation process. However, you put in place once again this limitation of allowing other entities to interfere in your creation process. So you exist in a vibrational level where you, in your awakened consciousness state, and as well to varying degrees of other consciousnesses that you exist in, limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your ability to understand the methods and the techniques that you utilize to create this reality, that you utilize to correct this reality. So in this vibrational level that you exist in, you choose to be here. It's important to understand that this reality that you experience is your choice. Now, all that you experience in this reality and in this vibrational level are validations of your beliefs and belief systems that are the results of your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings. What it is that you desire, your attitudes influence your beliefs. And consequently, those choices and decisions and those thoughts and feelings influence the reality that you experience. The reality you experience is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Now, you have a variety of what we refer to as beliefs. You have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. And perhaps the easiest explanation is to give you examples that you would refer to as your laws of physics, laws that you find very difficult for you to step outside of, laws that are, for example, based upon the concept that you must consume various elements in order for you to continue to survive and to exist in your vibrational level. Human consciousness belief systems that you put in place and that you agreed to participate in and to perpetuate. And so you have these human consciousness belief systems, once again, utilizing your laws of physics for examples, that you agree as a human consciousness to perpetuate, to put in place. And it's very difficult for you to step outside of those whole so-called human consciousness belief systems. And one of the most difficult human consciousness belief systems for you to step outside of is your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And yet, through this belief in time and space, you validate your realities. You validate that you're not in control. You validate that you go through various stages in a particular evolutionary process. You're born, for example, and you believe that you go from your infantile existence into your childhood and into your adolescence and into your adult and eventually into your senior years, and then you die. So you believe in this evolutionary process. It makes it real. And it's very difficult for you to step outside of that particular process. Because you see, it's a belief system that's primarily held and perpetuated by everyone that exists in your vibrational level. And so you had the human consciousness belief system. It's very difficult for you to step outside of. And then you have what we refer to as societal belief systems. And yet, if you are familiar with various different beliefs that exist within various societies throughout your Earth systems, and indeed, should you choose to expand beyond your Earth systems, there are even those who believe that there are societal belief systems that exist in other areas of your universe. And so you have societal belief systems. Now, it's much easier for you to alter a belief that's a societal belief system that you hold than it is to alter, once again, that human consciousness belief systems. And then you have what we refer to as individual belief systems. Individual belief systems are perhaps the easiest for you to alter, although for some it can be very difficult, absolutely. You see, for some, you hold an individual belief that you're not in control. You hold an individual belief system that there are other entities who are influencing and controlling your reality. And you see, there's nothing wrong with holding those belief systems. We're not suggesting for a minute that it would be more advantageous for you to hold one belief system over another. Absolutely not. That's your choice. It's your choice to hold a belief or a belief system. You see, it's a combination of those beliefs and belief systems that validates and is responsible for this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And to varying degrees and other levels of consciousness that you experience while you exist within this vibrational level. You see, this veil that you put in place, this electromagnetic type of energy, it doesn't just simply disappear because you alter your consciousness and enter into either a meditative state or a dream state or even what we refer to as the between incarnational state, when you die, in other words. Now, this electromagnetic type of energy persists while you exist within this vibrational level. So even in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, although this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, is perhaps at its thinnest, if you wish, then nonetheless it still exists. And so in your awakened consciousness state, the veil is very strong, and it's very difficult for you to step outside of those beliefs and belief systems, those combinations of the human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. And while we would suggest that it's for some easier to change your individual belief systems, for some it may be very difficult to change your individual belief systems, and yet, nonetheless, the easiest belief systems for you to alter are the individual belief systems. It's important to understand that the reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, and it's a combination of those beliefs, human consciousness, societal, and individual. And you can change them, absolutely, should you choose. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Not only is it important for you to understand that that's how you create and how you sustain and perpetuate this reality in this vibrational level, it's also how other realities are created and sustained in other vibrational levels. However, once again, in your vibrational level, you have this unique electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that you are the creator of your reality. And so the combination of these beliefs and belief systems are the what's responsible for the reality that you experience. Now, what's also important to understand that you are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who's any more or any less than what each of you are. And when you experience this reality, this creation, whether it's what you in your awakened consciousness state view as being positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable, we assure you, at the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You see, that spark of consciousness that you are, that oneness, that all that is, validates your beliefs and belief systems, creates your reality based upon what you believe, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon what it is that you desire, based upon your thoughts and feelings. And that spark of consciousness, that oneness that you are, rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, but rather validates and gives to you that which you desire. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And that spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process without judging whether or not it's something you should or should not experience, whether it's, once again, a desirable or less than desirable. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you put in place these judgments as to whether or not it's something you should or should not experience. Once again, at the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs and belief systems and does so without judgment. It's not right or wrong. It's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. So it becomes very difficult for you if you believe that you're not in control to alter this reality that you experience. You see, if you wish to believe that there are other entities that are encouraging or influencing or creating your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice to believe. It's your choice to have that type of an experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And this spark of consciousness that exists as who and what you truly are validates your beliefs and belief systems without judging as to whether it's something you should or should not experience, but rather rejoices in the creation process. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you wish to believe in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. If you wish to believe that you have guides or angels that are influencing and creating your reality, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. It can be a very enjoyable experience. We're simply suggesting that that's your choice. That's your reality. That's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And it does not necessarily apply to all of the other individuals that you interact with on a day-to-day basis. You see, therein many times lies the difficulty in some of the conflicts that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, where there are a group of individuals who hold certain beliefs and belief systems and who also hold the belief that there are others who hold a different set of beliefs and belief systems, a different societal belief and belief system, that somehow one is superior over the other. And we assure you that at that level from which you create your reality, there is absolutely no such judgment. It validates the beliefs and the belief systems and rejoices in that creation process. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you make the judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. And so, Once again, in your so-called awakened consciousness stack, many individuals who hold a different set of belief systems, be they individual and societal, and they believe that their belief system somehow is superior to another's, then you create the conflict that exists within your so-called awakened consciousness state, a validation of your choices and decisions, a validation of your thoughts and feelings that influence your beliefs and belief systems and result in what you experience in your awakened consciousness state as being either negative or positive, desirable or less than desirable, war or peace. What do you believe? You see, each of you awaken, and we are going to utilize now your beliefs in time and space, this illusionary reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, which is, once again, based upon that human consciousness belief system of time and space, which is very difficult for you to step outside of. And so you awake in your so-called morning from your so-called daily sleep, and you're returning from that very deep dream state, which, by the way, is where you put in place many of these beliefs and belief systems. You make these choices at that level of your consciousness. However, when you awake in your so-called awakened consciousness state, particularly in what we have referred to as this new age and new energy, and you make choices and decisions, you have thoughts and feelings, and it's a combination of those thoughts and feelings many times that influence that choice and decision that you're making. And conversely, based upon the thoughts and based upon the choices, you influence your thoughts and feelings. And so when you awaken, you make the choice based upon your thoughts and feelings, how you're going to experience the day. It's a choice that you begin. You have the choice to decide whether or not this is going to be what you would refer to in your awakened consciousness state as being a joyous experience, or one that's going to be very difficult. And once again, that spark of consciousness that creates the reality validates your choices and decisions and your beliefs and belief systems without question, gives to you that which you desire. And so if you make that choice as you wake up in your so-called daily routine that this day is going to be very difficult. Oh, it's going to be a very difficult day. I know what's coming here because it's based upon my thoughts and feelings. It's based upon my so-called interpretation of the past, which, by the way, you alter as readily as you do the future. But you see, in your awakened consciousness state, you have a difficult time grasping that concept. And so when you awaken that morning and you make that choice and decision as to how this day is going to go, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, and you begin that day in that state of mind, and in your awakened consciousness state, it could be either a very enjoyable experience or one that you view as being less than enjoyable, one that you view as being less than desirable. But once again, the spark of consciousness that you are makes no such judgment, but rejoices in the creation process and gives to you that which you desire. And so it's your choice, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon what it is that you believe, that sets what you consider to be your so-called future to experience in this day that you're about to embark on. What do you believe? It's such a simple concept. You see, you can exist in your so-called present, and you can blame your so-called experiences on your so-called past, but it's important to understand that you alter that past as readily as you alter your future. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. many times it becomes very difficult for you to understand what those beliefs are, because you see, many times you put in place those beliefs in altered states of consciousness, particularly in your between incarnational state. You put in place the potential to experience certain types of realities and creations in a particular incarnational period, in a particular lifetime. And those choices and those decisions and those beliefs are stored within your DNA. And based upon the energy that surrounds the DNA, you can take what was put in place as to be a probable experience that you would have, for example, some type of what you would refer to in your awakened consciousness state, some type of a very debilitating disease, depending upon your utilization of your beliefs and belief systems, your choices and decisions, what you truly believe, what you expect to experience, you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA. And consequently, you take what was considered to be or supposed to be a probability experience to have of some debilitating disease in a particular incarnational period, and you reverse that energy. And consequently, that particular belief system that's stored within your DNA goes from a probability to a possibility. And you don't experience it. You alter, literally alter, that physical ailment. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple explanation, and it truly is a simple explanation, but you go to great lengths to hide from it. You put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that makes it difficult for you to understand how it is that you create this reality, and you put it in place, and you sustain it, and you perpetuate it. You put it in place. You sustain it, and you perpetuate it. Not some other entity. Not some other being that exists outside of your vibrational level. You are the creator of the reality that you experience. And that can be very difficult to accept when the experience that you're having is one that's very less than desirable. When you're experiencing, for example, that debilitating disease, it can be very difficult to accept the responsibility for that reality. But you see, the alternative is that you have no control over what it is that you experience. And you can have that if you desire. You will create all types of realities to validate that belief and belief system. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. When you hold that belief that you're not in control, once again, you create the realities. You create the realities to validate that belief and belief system. You create your reality entirely. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. Many individuals existing in this vibrational level are searching for answers to why it is that you're here, searching for the understanding of how it is that you create this reality, searching for various methods or techniques in order to manipulate, if you would, the reality that you experience. The reality you experience is simply a validation of the beliefs you hold. Very difficult many times for you to alter those beliefs. Many times you put them in place in that so-called between incarnational period, and it's very difficult for you to step outside of that particular reality and that particular experience. Difficult, not impossible, but very difficult many times. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to have these experiences. You put in place the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience. And so while many search for an understanding of why it is that you exist in this vibrational level, like that understanding somehow will give you some access to some type of advanced understanding, what many like to refer to as enlightenment, if you would, or some type of an awakening. like it's like you found your spirituality. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You go to great lengths to hide from it, but you can't be separated from it. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. You put in place those beliefs and belief systems by choice. And the reason that you do all of this type of reality, the creation process in this vibrational level, the reason that you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and the reason that you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits other entities existing outside of your vibrational level, is so that you can seemingly create a reality for which you're not responsible. And as a result of that type of creation, and having those experiences, you have the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in control. That's why you exist in just vibrational level, for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And it seems utterly simple, and ironically it is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. When you awaken on your so-called time frame of existence in a new day, you make choices and decisions. You hold thoughts and feelings that are influenced by your attitudes and your belief systems that begin to map out the experience that you will have during that particular day, so that you can validate your beliefs and belief systems, so that you can create a reality that you believe you're not in control of, so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's only possible when you believe you're not in control. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and continuously break it back down to why you're involved in that activity. And ultimately, we would suggest you will come to the conclusion that there is a certain emotions and feeling that you desire to experience without exception. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. It really is that simple. Many of you believe and hold a very deep belief that you're not in control, that your reality is influenced by your so-called past. You can have that. It's not right or wrong, but it's a choice. You can also awake on each day and make different choices and hold different thoughts and feelings so that you experience different realities. And ironically, the spark of consciousness that you are validates those beliefs and belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong, whether it's something you should or should not experience, but it rejoices in that creation process. Your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. Each of you can accept that particular statement that your consciousness is continuously operating in each and every cell of your entire physical being. You have billions of activities that are being carried out throughout your physical being. Those activities that are being carried out throughout your physical being are influenced by the thoughts and feelings that you hold, are influenced by the choices and decisions that you make. What you hold in your consciousness affects every cell in your entire physical being. What you find difficult to accept is that that consciousness that you are exists within each and every cell of your entire universe. And consequently, what you hold within your consciousness affects your entire universe. You are all that is. You exist in a reality that you are the creators of. You are one. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You make the choices and decisions. You hold the thoughts and feelings. You hold the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And ironically, despite all of the searching that individuals do in order to attempt to connect to their so-called spirituality, we assure you that you cannot fail to make that connection. You're not here to go through some type of a learning process, unless that's what you desire. You can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. If you choose to believe that you must somehow go through some type of an elevation of your so-called consciousness in order for you to become more advanced, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice. It's not necessary, but it's a choice that you can have, absolutely. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You chose to exist in this vibrational level, and you shall choose to leave it, should you so desire. What do you believe? It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. What is it that you desire? Utilize your imagination to create this reality that you experience, and understand that expectation is the key to granting you the true glimpse of whether or not you truly believe. What is your expectation? Do you expect to have the capacity to heal yourself? Or do you believe that others must be an assistance? It's not right or wrong. Either one is validation of what it is that you believe, and it's your choice. What do you believe? And based upon what you believe, you will understand your expectation. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this reality is an illusion. And the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would suggest that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.
That was interesting. I really got to pee. I really got to pee now.
That's what it does for you, Avery.
Yeah.